この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone. I'm Connor.
And I'm Shauna.
And we are here to introduce a very spooky episode. I mean, not really, but it's around Halloween time, and that's what's on our mind right now. This is episode 493 of Japan Top 10 November 2023 Artist of the Month. Drumroll, please. Pale Dusk. Yay! This is a very... I'm very happy to introduce them. I think it's a group that I've never heard of before, but I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to listen to them through this episode. And so I'm very grateful that everyone else on the podcast gets to kind of give them a shot and find some new music they probably will like. And so before we get into the introduction of our artist, one quick announcement. If you'd like to join our team, we'd love to have you. And we're looking for audio editors, content producers, honor hosts, you name it. So it's an opportunity to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. So check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details. And I think Shauna is going to go and introduce our artist for us.
Absolutely. So now I'm really excited to introduce Pale Dusk. So they're a Japanese progressive metalcore band from Fukuoka, and they formed in 2015. So fairly recent, but definitely out there with their metalcore music. The band consists of members Kaito Nagai on vocals and Tsubasa and Daisuke Ehara. Daisuke's nickname is Dai Dai, which is very cute. And he plays the guitar. They play the guitar. And as of October 2nd, this year, actually, so a new addition to the band, we have Bob on the drums, which I love. Honestly, so real. That being said, Dai Dai studied music in the US and is known for his wild compositions for the band. It includes lots of double-led screams, varied, infectious, upbeat energy, and more. Of course, you will hear all of it as we go through their discography, but Dai Dai also produces tracks for Japanese and Western artists. Most recently, he produced Dark Side by Bring Me the Horizon on October 14th, and this was under the name Daisuke.
Yeah, and Pale Dusk has released two albums, the first one being War Declaration, and the second one being Blue Rose. But they've also released 16 singles and EPs since 2015, which is actually, I think I'd probably say more than usual. Maybe on average, but some artists, yeah, just released only a few singles. So their 2020 EP, Happy Talk, reached number one on the Japanese Apple Music charts, which is really amazing. Good job. And they surpassed Baby Metal even, which is really cool because, I mean, Baby Metal has been on this podcast for a long time, actually.
Oh, yeah, they've definitely had a bit of a chokehold on the metal music scene.
Yeah, I think it was a few episodes ago, a few months ago, but they pretty fairly recently won the award for, like, the longest running female rock band in Japan.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember this as well. I remember hearing about this.
It's really, it takes a lot to kind of, you know, yeah, to just have a song that's, you know, that replaces them kind of for number one once in a while. And so, but yeah, they're both really good groups. Anyways, that's besides the point. Before they were signed to any record label, they performed at Knotfest Japan in 2020 with Slipknot and Korn.
Pale Dusk is not signed to any label in Japan, actually, but is signed to Sharptone Records in the US and Grayscale Records in Australia. So Pale Dusk teamed up with the Australian band Alpha Wolf and American bands Fit for a King and Great American Ghost for the 2022 Metalcore Snitches Tour, and they took part in their first UK European tour in June and July this year. So it would be really cool if any metal fans were able to catch that tour. Then I guess Pale Dusk is nothing new, not a new band to you either.
Yeah, I was really, I'm really pleased, I think, with their success, like, worldwide. Like, I think it seems like they've, you know, they were already connected to, like, you know, like, I guess, out, like, the international scene at the beginning, you know, through, like, their members. And so it's really cool to see them succeeding on, like, with so many, like, such a wide variety of people and audiences at the, you know, in a short amount of time, I guess, to say the least.
No, absolutely, yeah. Definitely seeing lots of success.
Yes, no, yeah, I think that's, like, that's, especially as we get into this more modern day, it seems that the more members you have, like, the more listeners you have worldwide, I think the quicker it is to reach success. And so it's like making more like international friendly music or whatever that means. I don't know. But I think like the people who are really popular seem to be, you know, getting attention from the world. But that's not to say that that there's not really good artists, I think, just in Japan alone. Like, I actually kind of liking the bands that are, you know, only kind of known or widely known in Japan, you know, or in the country that they're from. But I digress. But they are currently on their first North American tour with Polaris, which is also a cool group, that started on October 8th in Los Angeles and will end on October 30th. And so I think probably by the time this episode releases, that will be over. But this is ending, it ends in Houston on the 30th. So for your information. Before they return to Japan to perform alongside Bring Me the Horizon, Young Blood, I Prevail, Baby Metal, and Maximum the Hormone at Next Fest. And this is in Tokyo on November 3rd. So that's really cool. I'd love to go to that.
I think Connor has found a new band to fangirl over. But that being said, they've had a really tour-packed couple of months, and it's really cool that they're ending it in Japan with some of the coolest names in the metal / rock scene.
Yeah, and so I guess as you guys know now, by this point, this is going to be a metalcore, heavy metal kind of group, but they have, I think they're very, yeah, there's lots of genres, I think, at play. I think we'll leave it up to you guys to kind of decide what kind of music they're playing. But it's really passionate. I think the messages behind their songs are really nice. So, I mean, I think, I don't know what you, Shauna, but I'm ready to play our first song. What do you think? Quick announcement. If you're an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and you're looking to be featured on our podcast, then you have stumbled upon the right place. You can reach out to our music director, Nola, by reaching out to her via email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode, and we'd love to. So please see our website. Yes, please see our website at jtop10.jp for more information. And with that said, let's get into our next song, which is called Rumble, featuring Masato from Cold Rain. So I guess we do have another song that's featuring another artist. We'll be right back. So that was Rumble, and this is Pale Dusk's most recent track that they released on October 4th.
So this song, described essentially as hyper-pop metal, once again bringing us back to the pop influence in their music, it was described as hyper-pop metal by an Asian music magazine, Unite Asia. It features vocals from Masato, who's the lead singer of the Japanese rock band Cold Rain. And we have featured Cold Rain on this podcast before. Definitely. Much beloved addition and incorporation to Pale Dusk's music.
And in October 4 post on X, formerly Twitter, Dai Dai said his music aspirations were not well understood by those around him, but he never wavered in his pursuit to follow his dreams and made many friends who support him as a result. That determination inspired the track Rumble with the lyrics, quote unquote, "Artists must not give up their pride. We're not stopping until we're all dead, so strap in. Stay true to yourself all your life." I really like how they can incorporate this into their songs.
Absolutely. Once again, bringing us back to Pale Dusk's music videos, this music video was so interesting because, I mean, the storyline was so clear here as well. Definitely interesting because it's this young kid who's kind of tinkering around with things and, you know, staying very true and authentic to what he wants to do, despite the people around him screaming. So I guess it is very much in line with the lyrics as well here. And it's really cool to see that Pale Dusk will continue or is actively choosing to stay experimental, or as Connor described it, loose with their music, despite knowing that, you know, there will obviously be people around trying to maneuver or dictate what type of music sells versus what doesn't. So it's really interesting to see, it's really nice to see not confidence, there's another word for it that's on the tip of my tongue, but it's not Englishing. There's a lot of pride behind the music they make, rather. I'll just leave it at that.
No, there is a lot of pride. I think you have to have pride as a musician. And I'm really curious, actually, about, I think maybe it's due to their popularity that they started featuring more artists and their songs, I think, more recently. Like, I think this song, you know, came out this year, and then the one BBB came out, you know, a while ago, but, you know, still recently compared to the other songs. And so I'm just curious. I think maybe it has something to do with their popularity, but I'm not really sure.
Probably. I mean, I suppose the more you rise in, not just in the sense of like chart lists, but in general popularity and exposure, you find artists who work well with you in your music. And I think that's something all bands and musicians kind of go through, as far as like organic growth goes. But that being said, we have our next song on the list is also one that has an artist featured on the song as well. So up next we have Slay, which features Hideyoshi.
Yeah. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And that was Slay, which was released in 2022. I don't think I have the right energy when I say Slay because it's all caps with two exclamation points. So the energy is pumped up. So it's you know, a lot more excited than I made it sound. But this song matches the name. It's an energetic, upbeat number that describes having the confidence to move forward and live for the present moment, even if it's not the comfortable choice, with refrains such as Anma ki ni senya, which translates to don't worry so much, or Monku oiyo mai ni yare, which means try before you complain.
Oh, that's good to live by. Wow.
You have some quotes to live by, yeah.
Yeah, no, really. Now, I feel like if I were to say this song, I think I would say, wait for it. Slay.
Yay.
I think that's how it sounds in my head. Yeah, that's how it sounds in my head. And also, apologies to everyone. I was way off earlier when I said, oh, I don't think there's other songs that are featuring artists. No, I was just focused. I was selfishly focused on the one song that I liked from them.
One track like mind. The,
not
one
the one song. Mind. Yeah. Yeah. The number one song I liked from them. I should say that instead. But so as we said, this featured the rapper Hideyoshi. And they're a member of the hip-hop collective called Tokyo Young Vision, if any of you have listened to their music before.
And as always, Pale Dusk giving us some of the most interesting ways you can play around with music. Slay is representative of Pale Dusk's tempo changes and varied instrumentals, featuring everything from synths to saxophone. And if I'm not wrong, Connor, you play the saxophone?
Close. Kind of close.
Oops.
I play the... No. You are close. Thank you. I play the trombone.
Okay.
That's something I don't really say a lot, actually. So I'm impressed that you remember an instrument. But I play the trombone. I wish I played saxophone. My sister played the saxophone.
But then I'm sure you can appreciate the incorporation of the brass instruments into this very fun and upbeat song.
Oh, without a doubt. I think it's really cool that they also fit rap into their metalcore kind of sound, which was, I think, a really, maybe it sounds kind of weird, but a very nice touch.
Absolutely. It's so interesting to see how Pale Dusk is able to incorporate multiple genres into their music. It's so hard to define them as even metalcore now, when you consider the number of sounds they incorporate into their music. Even their music video has like these two people ballroom dancing throughout the video, which is very cool.
And another quick announcement, if you'd like to advertise on our podcast, we love to help you with that. And you can market your brand on, again, one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. And you can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners, which is absolutely crazy, around the world on a weekly basis. Advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Like, there's all the lists. Check. All good. You can find the full details at jtop10.jp. So please check that out. And with our next song, our number two song, we will play Lights. Pale Dusk's Lights was first released on their 2018 album Blue Rose, and again with an updated version on their 2020 EP Happy Talk.
Lights was composed by Pale Dusk's guitarist Tsubasa with lyrics by Kaito. So it's a melancholic yet hopeful song with lyrics that talk about regret, searching for light, and the courage to move forward and kind of embrace life.
Wow, that's nice. Like a melancholic yet hopeful. That reminds me of like when you're like being, you're in this stage of like kind of like sadness or depression, but you're like kind of like seeing like new hope and like realizing the time still moves on, you know. Kind of reminds me of that. And
definitely a song for people who need it, or a song that can help people move forward and see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, which is a nice, I guess, touch, because the song actually serves as the group's kind of encore song at the end of their live performances. And so kind of maybe leaves audiences with this kind of, with a sense of hope, you know?
Seems like such a fun way, or the best way to end a performance, with a song that just instills so much hope and courage in its listeners.
Yeah, I always love like listening to the encore of bands. Like I always get so excited that they come back out again and play music for us. Like, oh, it makes me so happy.
That being said, if you want to be as happy as Connor when you get to hear more music, we have another quick announcement. So you can hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode just by joining our Patreon club. So you can check out all the details at jtop10.jp/club. And starting at just $1 a month, you can support our podcast along with getting more music and fun insights into Japanese music and culture. I'm also slowly learning that I need to bring in more adjectives. I need to stop using the word fun. I have used it far too many times in contexts that don't necessarily need it, but I digress. Because
we'll make a list for next time, okay? Bring a list with you of adjectives, and we'll just go down the list
keeping
and
a count,
try and see
it.
How many we can use.
Yeah. But our next song definitely will be added to the counter for fun, because the next song is "I'm Ready to Die for My Friends" featuring Vigor Man.
I'm ready to die for my friends. I'm ready to die.
Thank you. And that was I'm Ready to Die for My Friends. And this song was released in 2023, April. And it features the reggae artist Vigor Man.
That sounds so cool, Vigor Man. It's like, it sounds like some superhero name. Oh my gosh, that should be a superhero name. I feel like it'd be really, a really like overpowered superhero.
We just need to wait for who would be the ultimate villain against Vigor Man is a real question. But these are thoughts we leave the audience wondering. If you have any suggestions, do let us know.
But yeah, reggae, I love reggae music too, so that's really cool. That, again, they're just fusing really interesting, I guess, groups together. But as the title suggests, the song is an ode to friendship, and that friends are the reason we can persevere through struggles, with Vigor Man singing, Hitori nara toku ni shindetta kamo na, or I'd be dead by now if I were on my own, which is really interesting ties, I think, to this name, to the name of the song, you know, just like the whole idea of like being ready to die for their friends, but also dying if you weren't with them, you know, like, or if you didn't have them. And I also have like grown to really rely on my friends, I think this year especially. So yeah, make sure, yeah, it's always good to have friends, and like you should be able to feel comfortable like reaching out to them about anything, which is really nice. But yeah, it's a really, I think, nice song.
Absolutely, a song that makes us realize the importance of the people we have in our lives. And the song was actually mixed and mastered by Cody Stewart, who's also mixed for Falling in Reverse, Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy, and Austin Archie, as well as Will Ramos of Lorna Shore. So definitely some very masterful hands at work here.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy. Have you listened to Fall Out Boy?
Obviously. I think everyone has at some point in their life. There's, yeah, at least one song that
that's really cool.
Like you don't realize was a Fall Out Boy song, and then, you know, you listen to kind of later. And oh, I mean, someone tells you later that it was a Fall Out Boy song. But that being said, once again, Pale Dust gives us such a fun music video where it's just the band and their friends, and you know, they're all standing in a circle. It's mildly cult-like, but you know, just general
it
upbeat,
is, yeah,
you know, stand by each other's side music, which is fun.
It's fun. But no, what are some of your closing remarks, if you have any, for our group, Pale Dust, Shana?
I think, like you said up top at the beginning, I am not usually a metal rock music listener, but this is why I love, you know, doing episodes where I'm introduced to new music and new bands that offer so much. I think that is exactly what Pale Dust does. It offers everything at once. It's like a sampler of what music could be, can be, and will be, I suppose. And I can't wait to see what more music Pale Dust puts out, because I think I am now a very big fan, and I'm really excited to see how much more experimental they can get with their music.
Yeah, I'm really curious what their next like genre collaboration will be. You know, like, will it be metal and like K-pop? Or will it be metal and indie, you know? Like, I'm so confused. Or R&B even. I can see, like, I'm really curious. And I am really curious to see how, you know, many more world tours they go on. And I hope that they're enjoying their lifestyle right now and their popularity. I still really like BBB by them. That's a really,
we clearly
really good
have
song.
A favorite here on this list, but let it be known that this is we all have favorites. I enjoyed BBB, but I think I really enjoyed Happy Talks.
Oh, talk. Interesting.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun addition. I really have to stop using fun. Oh my god, I'm gonna have to purge myself of the word after this episode. But I think that was my favorite song on this list today.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot of ground, and I hope that our listeners, I hope you all found at least one song that you that really resonated with you. But yeah, I encourage you to watch the music videos and look up the lyrics if you don't speak Japanese. And yeah, I think I'm content with ending the episode here. What do you think, Shauna?
Absolutely. So I guess that's it from us.
Yes, and thank you for this journey. Thank you for bearing with both of our diseases and fatigue. yeah, international like podcasts are difficult to pull off. We are on opposite sides of the world right now.
But always fun to come together and talk about things we love and cool new artists to discover all week. So I guess that's it from us. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Japan Top 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.